Chapter 11. Kindness and Wisdom. A Balanced Approach to Human Interaction. The highest form of wisdom is kindness. Parashat Chayei Sarah. In every society, kindness and wisdom are seen as virtues that elevate human interaction and deepen our understanding of one another. While kindness focuses on care and empathy in everyday actions, wisdom offers discernment and foresight in complex situations. Together, they form a powerful combination that can guide individuals in navigating personal relationships, community challenges, and societal issues. Kindness in words creates confidence. Kindness in thinking creates profoundness. Kindness in giving creates love. Lao Tzu. In many cultures, especially within African societies, kindness and wisdom are deeply embedded in both communal and individual life. African proverbs often highlight the value of these virtues, showing how they contribute to harmony and well-being within families and communities. This chapter explores the balance between kindness and wisdom, emphasizing how they complement each other in fostering meaningful and thoughtful human connections. The power of kindness. Kindness is an expression of care, empathy, and generosity. It manifests in small everyday actions that show consideration for others, whether through comforting someone in distress or simply offering a helping hand. In many African cultures, kindness is seen as a reflection of community spirit, where individuals look out for one another in times of need. For example, in Nigeria, the concept of Ubuntu, a term from the Zulu language meaning "I am because we are," captures the essence of kindness and interconnectedness. This belief promotes the idea that one's humanity is tied to the well-being of others. In rural communities, it is common to see neighbors supporting each other, whether through sharing food, providing childcare, or helping with agricultural work. Wisdom is a guiding principle. Wisdom, on the other hand, is the ability to apply knowledge, experience, and insight to make sound decisions. It involves the capacity to think critically, foresee consequences, and act in a way that promotes long-term well-being. African proverbs often reflect this emphasis on wisdom as a guiding principle. One Nigerian proverb states, "Wisdom is like a baobab tree. No one individual can embrace it," highlighting the importance of collective insight and experience. In times of crisis or decision-making, wisdom plays a crucial role in ensuring that actions are thoughtful and just. For instance, in traditional African leadership systems, wise elders are often consulted to resolve disputes or make important community decisions. Their role is not just to offer advice, but to ensure that decisions are made in a way that benefits the entire community while considering future generations. Case Study 1. Kindness in Nigerian Communities. In northern Nigeria, during the harvest season, it is common for farmers to engage in gaia, a system of communal labor where people in a village gather to help each other harvest crops. This act of kindness is not only a way to expedite work, but also a demonstration of solidarity and mutual support. Families who might be struggling are often the first to receive help, ensuring that no one is left behind. This collective kindness strengthens community bonds and ensures that resources are distributed fairly. It also fosters a sense of unity, as every member of the community contributes to the well-being of others, knowing that they will receive help when needed. Case Study 2. Wisdom in African Leadership. In many African cultures, wisdom is highly valued in leadership. The role of elders in dispute resolution is a prime example of how wisdom is applied to maintain peace and order within communities. In Kenya, for example, the Njuri Ncheek is a council of elders in the Meru community who are tasked with settling disputes, making decisions on land use, and even advising on political matters. The wisdom of the elders is considered essential in guiding younger generations and ensuring that decisions are made in line with cultural values and long-term sustainability. This system emphasizes the importance of collective wisdom and thoughtful deliberation in addressing challenges that affect the community. Case Study 3. Kindness and Wisdom in Yoruba Culture. In Yoruba culture, kindness and wisdom are highly valued, particularly in the way communities support one another and resolve conflicts. One example is the Yoruba concept of Ero, a communal system where people come together to help one another with farming, building, or other labor-intensive activities. This tradition of shared labor demonstrates the importance of kindness through collective support, ensuring that no one is left to struggle alone. In addition to acts of kindness, Yoruba elders are often seen as the custodians of wisdom. In times of conflict or important decision-making, the Baal community leader or council of elders is consulted to provide guidance. These elders draw from traditional knowledge, proverbs, and life experience to offer solutions that are in the best interest of the entire community. One notable example of this is the Yoruba custom of conflict resolution through Igbomo Agba, the Council of Elders. When disputes arise within families or between community members, the elders are called upon to mediate and offer wise counsel. Their decisions are respected because they are known to prioritize fairness, cultural values, and long-term harmony. This balance of kindness and collective support and wisdom and leadership highlights the deep-rooted values that guide the Yoruba way of life. Balancing kindness and wisdom. While kindness is crucial for creating immediate connections and offering support, wisdom ensures that actions are sustainable and beneficial in the long term. However, there are times when these virtues may seem to be in tension. Kindness can sometimes lead to impulsive actions driven by emotion, while wisdom calls for measured responses that take time to unfold. For instance, in situations of conflict, kindness might urge us to immediately forgive or accommodate others, while wisdom may require us to take time to assess the situation and consider the best course of action. The challenge is finding a balance between acting with compassion and making decisions that will have lasting positive outcomes. Bible verses on kindness and wisdom. Proverbs 3 verse 13. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. James 3 verse 17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Proverbs 11 verse 17. Those who are kind benefit themselves, but the cruel bring ruin on themselves. Colossians 3 verse 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Quotes on kindness and wisdom. Kindness is a language, which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Mark Twain. Knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens. Jimi Hendrix. The simple act of caring is heroic. Edward Albert. Discussion questions. 1. How can kindness and wisdom complement each other in resolving conflicts within communities? 2. Are there situations where kindness may overshadow the need for wisdom, or vice versa? How should we navigate such dilemmas? 3. In what ways do African cultures, particularly in Nigeria, reflect the importance of kindness and wisdom in leadership? 4. How can we cultivate both kindness and wisdom in our personal and professional lives? 5. How does your faith inform your understanding of kindness and wisdom in everyday decisions? Further reading. The Book of Proverbs for Timeless Insights on Wisdom and Its Practical Applications. The Wisdom of African Proverbs by Richard Chenevix Trench. The Power of Kindness by Piero Ferrucci. Wisdom and Leadership by Craig Hamilton. Conclusion. Kindness and wisdom are two virtues that, when combined, create a powerful approach to navigating human relationships and societal challenges. While kindness opens the door to empathy and support, wisdom ensures that actions are thoughtful, just, and beneficial in the long term. In African societies, these virtues are woven into the fabric of communal life, shaping how individuals interact and make decisions that impact their families, communities, and beyond. As we seek to embody both kindness and wisdom in our lives, we can draw on cultural, faith-based, and personal insights to navigate the complexities of modern life, while remaining rooted in compassion and thoughtful action.